Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel. Good night. Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. Tuesday.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Thank you. Christ. Let's give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He has already done great things. He will do greater things. Bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We'll give you glory and honor for our family, for the nation, for your church, for everyone. Glory, glory, glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, we are praying not only for your children who are here. We're praying for all those who are watching on the internet. We are praying for all those who are watching by television. We pray that the miracles of this night will reach them also in Jesus' name. We pray that everyone who will ever listen to the program of this day, my Father and my God, will have a brand new beginning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout another big hallelujah. God bless you. You may please be seated and open your Bibles to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52. In this story, we have a classical example of someone who had never seen light before, but received light for the first time. Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Whenever a new dawn comes, the first thing that happens is that darkness changes to light. Physically, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, when God said, "Let there be light," immediately there was light. Spiritually, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, Colossians 1, verse 12 to 13, the Bible says that the moment you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I'm praying for everybody here tonight that everything called darkness in your life will disappear tonight. When the Almighty God wants to change darkness to light, it doesn't take him a long time. It doesn't need the assistance of anyone to do it. It doesn't need the general overseer to lay hands on you. It doesn't need an evangelist to travel across the world in order to lay hands on you, shake your head until it's about to uproot it from your neck before you get your miracle. Believe me honestly, the Almighty God is already touching someone. And that fellow is going to have a testimony even tonight in Jesus' name. To encourage you, I will tell you the story. Some of you probably heard it before, of something that happened in 1980. We were having programs of this nature in several places at the same time in Nigeria, and I was going from town to town supervising to make sure everything is in order. And I was preaching in a town called Wari. Why are you laughing? Some of you don't know that good things do come out of worry. God bless worry. And as I was preaching, suddenly, with my eyes wide open, I saw what they call an open vision. In that vision, I saw a young boy who was born blind receiving his sight. Now, talking of 1980, you would know how young I must be then. I wasn't quite as matured as I am now. So I didn't wait for God to give me the details of the vision before I jumped. I said, there is somebody here. There's a young boy, blind. God wants to open your eyes. Come quickly. Nobody moved. I know what I saw. I said, oh, baby, it's your son, and he's at home. Go and bring him quickly. I'll wait. God wants to open his eyes today. Nobody moved. And I know my God doesn't lie. So I said, okay, I will wait for 1 hour after the service. Maybe you don't want to miss what's going on now. After the service, I'll wait 1 hour. Go home, go and bring the boy. Nobody moved. Very sadly, after 1 hour, I left Wari for Akure, which was my next station. It's very sad, thinking we had lost a miracle. We got to Akure late because I was waiting for that boy. And so somebody else was preaching by the time I arrived. And I sat at the back of the auditorium watching what was going on. Then all of a sudden, while the sermon was going on, an elderly man got up and he had a young boy in his hand. And they began to move towards the altar. And I saw that boy and, that's the boy I saw. At that time, I didn't know he was, physically speaking, I've never had contact with them, but the boy was born blind. And the father was taking him forward. He was tired of the preaching. Just pray for my son. Let's. And as he was going forward, you know, the big men who stand before the altar like this, I knew that they were going to say, no, you can't go to the altar when the preacher is preaching. So they were about to move towards them. And so I began to run to say to them, please don't push them into the crowd. That is the boy I saw. That boy is about to receive a miracle. I was running, and the boy heard my footsteps and turned. And as he turned, his eyes opened. Nobody prayed for him. No human being touched him physically. But God touched him and changed his darkness to light. There's somebody here today. Nobody is going to touch you. Nobody is going to pray for you, but your darkness is about to change to light. Second thing that happens when a new dawn comes is that all of a sudden, enemies become friends. All the people who were saying to Batman, shut your mouth, silly beggar. Who told you that the great prophet from Galilee has a time for a beggar like you? Keep quiet. Suddenly the same people came to him and said, be of good comfort. He's calling you. You know that there are many of us who have enemies and we don't even know what we have done to offend them. Do I have a witness? Do you know there are people who just hate you just for the fact that you are you? They hate the way you walk. Some people hate the way you laugh. You know, somebody had said to me before that the only thing he hated about me is the way I dress. But tonight, all your enemies will become your friends. Because Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. Proverbs 16, verse 7 says, when a man's ways please God, he will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, Romans 8, verse 31, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And one of the passages I like very, very much in the scriptures is Psalm 23, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you know those people who thought that you would never reach the top? They are going to watch you enjoy when you get to the top. When a new dawn comes, when your day comes at last, even your enemies will become your friends. Those who don't want to become your friends voluntarily will become your friends by force. I'll tell you another story. Some of you probably heard it before. It was the story of a woman, a very wealthy woman in a town. No, let me leave the name out. Built a big story building in the center of the city, far away from anything called swamp or anything. And so one day she sat down to eat my favorite meal. I'm sure you know what it is. Pounded yam. That's the meal of kings. Where I come from, only servants eat rice. Let somebody shout hallelujah. No. I just said that as a joke. Amen. Anyway, so she sat down to eat pounded yam, and as she was about to eat, suddenly a frog came from out of nowhere and landed on the pounded yam. And she said, what kind of nonsense is this? So she tried to give it a swipe, and the thing jumped from the pounded yam to the bowl of stew. So the woman said, all right, if I won't eat the pounded yam, neither will you. So she took the pounded yam and rammed it on the frog in the bowl of stew. Said, you are going to drown there. After some minutes, when she thought that by now the frog must be properly dead, she opened the thing to find that there was no frog. But from that day, she began to cough. And I mean violent coughing, the kind that when she was coughing, she would be urinating. She couldn't sleep. She spent everything she had. For 2 good years, she kept on coughing. Then we went to the town to hold a program like this, and she was there. And God intervened. She gave her life to Jesus, and the demon that was causing the problem disappeared. And then, when that demon left her, it went back to sender. The one who sent the demon against her now began to cough. And somebody then, that fellow then came to that woman and said, tell me how you got your deliverance. Because I know that anyone attacked by this demon, there's no cure. The fellow will cough till he dies. And now, the demon is back to me, and there's no cure. Where did you get your cure from? And so the woman brought the former attacker, former enemy, to Jesus Christ. The two of them now are worshiping in my church. They are the best of friends. Now all the enemies you have had before, Every one of them from this morning onward will become your friends in Jesus' name. When your day comes at last, when you have your new done, suddenly you stop begging. Because your poverty will suddenly change to wealth. That day, when the new dawn came for Bartimaeus, he ceased to be a beggar. Now, when we talk about begging, begging comes in various forms. One of the most popular ones that you know is when you need something and you beg for something, you need money, you have to beg for money. You need new clothes, you have to beg for new clothes. And there's even a worse form of begging. And that is when you hear children of God talking to the Almighty God and begging Him as if they are beggars for something. Do you know when a new dawn comes, you can go to your Father in heaven after you have worshipped Him and you have praised Him the way you should. He will be the one who will ask you, "My son, what do you need?" That's going to be your situation from now on. A brother was asking me the other day, he said, "Sir, I learned that every night you go out from around 11 p.m. and you pray for hours, at times 5 hours, at times 6 hours. What are you praying about every night? Please tell me some of your prayer points." And I laughed. I said, "If I'm out there for 6 hours, I can assure you 5.5 hours, I'm just praising God. I can't thank Him enough for what He had already done. And because He knows I have a grateful heart, that's why He's doing more. Many times I don't even ask Him for anything. I just praise Him, I sing, I dance. That's why I allowed the people to bring on as many musicians as possible during this night of praise. Because whether you know it or not, you are getting even more miracles while you are praising God than any other time." Let me hear you shout another hallelujah. In Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 7, Luke 5 verse 1 to 7, hallelujah. Let me say amen to this one before I tell you. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight, He said, "Trust me, I will cause your light to shine through." Yeah. The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God and the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. You're watching Redemption Way.
Amen. The Lord said there's someone here, He said, I should tell you, He said, "I will divert the attention of those who are trying to cause your downfall." I want to say amen and amen to this one. It's a beautiful one. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, "Two words will disappear from your vocabulary forever. And these two words are fruitless efforts." Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy asked me to tell someone here tonight, He said, "I will put an end to tragedies in your family." Yeah. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, you know the story. Peter fished all night. See, like mommy said, all kinds of evil things happen at night. Peter fished all night. Then Jesus came into his boat. And all of a sudden, the man who was a total failure became an instant success. I decree in the name that's above every other name, you will never know failure again. Never again will you know failure. Now, and I'm trying to be as brief as possible because I see quite a few things God will want to do tonight. It's a very special night. When your new dunk comes, okay, I'll tell you that story. Some people don't know how it is possible to be a failure one day and a success the following day. As far as God is concerned, 24 hours is a long time to perform a miracle in your life. Do you know that all you need in life to succeed forever is one breakthrough? How many?
One.
Only one. Read it. It's in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. The Malachi chapter 3 that many of you don't like, particularly verse 10. If you have your way, some of you will blot that out of your Bible. If you do it, it will still be in my Bible. The Almighty God said, when he said, bring all the tithes into my house, he said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out. How many blessings? One blessing. I pour you out a blessing, just one, and there will not be enough room to receive. All you need to cross the border of poverty forever is a single breakthrough. And as the Lord lives, you will get it this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard one of the words of prophecy that came earlier on when I first came, the first one I said amen to. When the Almighty God said there was someone who is going to weep for joy before the end of the year. That's what God is talking about. When you get a miracle so big that when a man is happy, he's supposed to be laughing. But joy can so overwhelm you that you will cry. That's going to be the portion of some of us this year. A single breakthrough. And you are settled for life. I told you the story before of one young Arab boy who became a Christian and ran away from his country and then because of persecution and landed in London. Landed in London, he had no papers, so he had to be doing all kinds of odd jobs. So he was working in a fast food restaurant, just trusting God from day to day. And then one wealthy Arab came to London wanting to buy houses, but he couldn't speak good English. So he would see a beautiful house and go there, see the landlord and say, house, I buy. And the man would say, get away from here, who told you I want to sell my house? So he was going from house to house. After some time, he became hungry and frustrated, but he saw the sign of food and the fast food restaurant. So he went in there, this is food they are selling here. So he sat down at a table, grumbling to himself in Arabic, saying, stupid people, I want to buy a house, they won't sell to me. What's wrong with these people? And this young boy came to serve him and heard him speaking in Arabic. So he said to him, sir, what was the problem? He spoke to him in Arabic. He said, you mean you speak my language? The boy said, yes. What's the problem? And then he said, I want to buy houses and they won't sell to me. He said, do you speak English too? The boy said, yes. I said, please come and be my interpreter. The boy said, no. I'll be your interpreter. When you go back, I would have lost my job here. He said, but I will pay you. And the boy said, how much? He said, I need you to interpret for me for 3 days and I will pay you. The boy said, how much? He said, £1 million per day. The boy said, please don't go away. So he went to the owner of the restaurant and said, bye-bye. That was Where are you going? He said, I'm going. If you go, if you come back, I will not get it. Boy said, I will never come back. There's somebody here today, you will never be in the club of the poor again. I don't know how God is going to do it. But I know that when God chose the theme for this Holy Ghost night, and he calls it a new dawn, it means he has made up his mind concerning someone here that you must have a new beginning. If you are the one, let me hear you say amen. When your new dawn comes, there will be a change of location. Bartimaeus was by the roadside. And when his day came, he moved from the roadside and became the center of attraction. Everybody began to pay attention to this man. You could see the whole multitude looking at one man trembling before the Almighty God. Everybody watching, wanting to see what is about to happen. And then all of a sudden, darkness left him. Light came. You can be sure that for the rest of his life, everybody was coming to him to ask him, tell us that story again. When the Almighty God wants to give you a new beginning, he brings about a change of location. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, they went into the bush to go and bring David when his day came. A shepherd boy became a king in less than 24 hours. He woke up in the morning, a shepherd boy. By the time he went to bed, he was the king of Israel. Some of you came here today completely unknown. Some of you came here just thinking you are coming for another gathering of children of God. You didn't know you are coming to keep an appointment with destiny. I have good news for you. From this moment onward, things will never be the same again. Why? Because there is a God. According to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8. Who can pick up a beggar from the dunghill and keep on promoting him until he begins to sit among princes. And I can give you several illustrations of that one happening. I am a typical example of the Almighty God picking up a beggar from the dunghill and lifting him up. I was talking to one of my friends before we came here, and he told me his story. I won't tell you the story because I will wait for him to tell you the story at his own time. That there was a time when he was sleeping in cardboards. But today, to the glory of the Almighty God, you can't call him poor by any means. The same God is here today, and he's going to bring promotion and a change of location to someone. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here. He said, your greatest desire is to be a divine treasurer. You want to spend for God. You just have a hunger to spend for God. The Lord asked me to tell you, I will give you a series of financial breakthroughs. Oh. Daddy said there's someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you that every disappointment you have had in the past will become a testimony. There's someone here tonight, according to the Almighty God, he said, one day very soon, those who are despising you now, we admit that you are the greatest. Amen. I think you should give the Lord a round of applause for that, because I believe that's for you. Mm. When your day comes, when your new dawn comes, one of the things that will happen to you is that you will have a change of dress. As soon as the day of Bartimaeus came, even before his eyes opened, he threw away his garment. Meaning what? Something deep within him told him, you will never wear this garment again. The garment of sorrow in your life, you will never wear it again. The garment of sickness, garment of failure, garment of bondage, you will never wear again. A change of dress could mean just more than the ordinary dress we are wearing. When the Almighty God decides to put a new dress on you, the implications are far, far much profound. Number one, it means that when your new dawn comes, God himself will cover your shame. You remember in Genesis chapter 3, if you read verses 7 and 21, Genesis 3, verses 7 and 21, when Adam and Eve sinned and they discovered that they were naked, they decided to dress themselves with leaves. And the Almighty God came down out of mercy and removed the garment of leaves and gave them a garment of skin of an animal. He covered them properly. I believe that the Almighty God is saying to someone here that whatever it is that is causing you shame, the Almighty God is going to cover that one up now. Amen. To be covered with a new dress could also mean that you have some very ugly secrets, that if it were to become known, will become a major embarrassment. The Almighty God is saying, well, let's just cover that up. No, the Bible says, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose iniquities are covered. I was telling my children at one of the universities back home in Nigeria, I said, when a man is giving his testimony, they normally tell you that part of their life that is tolerable. The real bad ones, they keep it to themselves. And so they were looking at me, wondering what is he going to say next. I said, well, you may not believe it, but I used to be a gang leader. Oh. Well, quickly I had to explain to them that, well, in those days, there were no drugs in Nigeria, so we were not into drugs. And fortunately, we didn't get to using knives or guns. But we were a little terror to the people around. Until the Lord saved my soul. I told them that the only good thing I learned when I was a gang leader was boxing. And that became useful somewhere along the line. But the Almighty God was so good to me that I knew when to quit. Because every member in my, every one of them joined the Nigerian army and died during the Civil War. Everyone. So when you look at me and I keep on saying, thank you, Jesus Christ, I know where I'm coming from. And there are some of you who are worse than I. You are looking at me as if you are saints now. If God were to open all your secrets, those who are sitting next to you will relocate. If that is true, say amen. Amen. But when your new dawn comes, God says, let's cover that. Let's forget it. Nobody needs to know. Because he gives you a new dress. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3, says that the Almighty God will give you a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. In Psalm 132, verse 16, Psalm 132, verse 16, the Almighty God said, he will clothe the saints with salvation. You know, salvation is a garment from the Almighty God. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 149, verse 4, Psalm 149, verse 4, the Almighty God said, He will beautify the meek with salvation. When your new day comes, expect a new garment. Expect a garment of praise. Expect that all of a sudden, you will wake up in the morning and you get up singing. And people will ask you, why are you singing? You say, I can't even tell. But there is a spring of praise welling up within me. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Daddy says, I've spoken enough that he wants to do what he wants to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The healing power of God is here right now. And it's just moving in like the waves of the ocean. It's covering everybody here right now. I just want you to stretch forth your faith and receive your own healing right now. The power of God is present in a very mighty way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says there's someone among us right now. He said, your next miracle will bring hope to many people. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord said that there's someone here tonight. He said, those who are trying to disgrace you shall fail. Yeah. Oh, my, oh, my. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Lord said there's someone here. He said, the harder you struggle, the tougher things seem to become. Lord asked me to tell you, the siege against your destiny is over. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, your river will become a sea, and the sea will become an ocean. Brethren, let's stand on our feet. Let's just begin to praise the Almighty God. Let's begin to give Him glory. Let's begin to bless His holy name. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for visiting your people. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Blessed, blessed, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Please, Lord, quicken all this. Manifest them quickly. Let our rivers become seas, and let the seas become ocean, Lord. Keep on expanding our coast, Lord. Just keep on, Lord, keep on expanding our coast. Lord God Almighty, please do that which you have spoken, and do it very quickly. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The Lord asked me to ask all of you here a question. Just one question. He said, are you ready for complete change? Yeah. Then lift up your hands to the Almighty God. Say, Father, I am ready. Let there be a complete change. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I'm ready, Lord. Complete change physically. Complete change materially, complete change spiritually, complete change in my ministry, complete change. Lord, I'm ready for complete change for the better. In every facet of my life, I am ready, O Lord. I'm ready for complete change. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I'm ready. I am ready. I'm ready for complete change. I am ready, Almighty God. Absolute and complete change. Change for the better. Lord, change in quality, change in quantity, change in anointing, change in every area of my life. Complete change for the better. I'm ready, O Lord. Oh, thank you, my Father. I am ready for complete and absolute change. I'm ready for a new dawn. I'm ready for a new dawn. I'm ready for a new dawn. Blessed be your holy name, my Lord and my Savior. Remo shiki rendra mahike keto rundra makashiki tunde kiremo kotunda. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Just before we left home, we had a Holy Ghost service. And the Almighty God said to our people that he wanted to be very generous that night. He asked each one to ask for three things, and that the three will be granted immediately. And I'm claiming that for you now. So you go ahead and ask for three things. Three important things. Don't ask for little things, please. Make them big. Three important things. Oh, thank you, Almighty God. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And lift your hands to heaven. I want to pray with you now. Thank you, Daddy. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank you. Because I know this is a night nobody will ever forget. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. It's going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
The
join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.